Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Hay, and today we have the great story of Hillel on top of the roof. As we stand here in this daf Yomi cycle on Erev Shavuos, there's only one of the more appropriate dafim to have on Erev Shavuos of Hillel on the roof, trying to learn Torah, listening to Shema Yevav Talion. And we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and its pervasiveness in our lives, as the Gemara tells us. But Yuma Lamed Hay Beis Tana Rabbanan. Let's read the story. Ani va'ashiv Rasha boyan ladin, a poor man, a rich man, a Rasha, someone has a tremendous Yetzahara, have to stand in judgment. La'ani omrimlo, and to the poor man, it is said to him, Ibn ma lo asakta b'Torah. Why weren't you asking a Torah? That's the first question. That's the question that is asked. Interesting. What do you mean this is the first question? Right? Doesn't Gemara say that's the second question? First question is Nasada b'Tata b'Emunah. And then as kavati to Torah. Okay, a question Tosfos asks elsewhere, whether it's the first question or it's the main question. But either way, the ani is asked, why weren't you asking about Torah? Im omer lo ani hayisi v'tar b'mazonosai. I was poor. I was involved in making parnasa. What do you want from me? Omrim lo klumani hayisa yosami Hillel. Were you more poor than Hillel? And Hillel was sure to learn Torah. Why? What happened to Hillel? Amru alav al Hillel zaken. Shebechol yom vayom haya oseh umustaker b'tarpeik. Every day he made a tarpeik, a small amount of money. Chetz yahaya nosein l'shomer beis hamedrash. Half of it he gave to the shomer at the door of the beis hamedrash. There was a bouncer that didn't let people in unless they paid. Right, so half of it he gave to the base medrash, chesi the parnasa, so the parnasa is anche beso, and half of it he used to support his family. Pamachas lo matzah l'staker. One time he couldn't even make that little tarpeik. V'lo hinicho shomer beis medrash likanes, and he wasn't allowed into the base medrash. Olav and nitzlev yashav al pi aruba. What does he do? He went up and he balanced himself on top of the roof, put his ear next to the skylight, kidei sheyishma divrei Elokim chayim mipishmaya vavtalion, so that he could hear the divrei Elokim chayim. Amru osu ayom erev Shabbos haya. They said it was a Friday. Every phrase you can learn something from in this story. It was a Friday. What do you see from here? They had shir on Friday afternoon, right? They had shir erev Shabbos haya v'tkufas teves haisa, and it was teves, meaning it was the winter. The Yarat Allah Sheleg Min Hashemayim, and snow started falling on him from heaven. Not so common to have snow. He was in Eretz Yisrael. Right? What was snow doing there? So the Ben Yoyada picks up on that. What do you mean Min Hashemayim? Where else does snow come from? If it didn't come from heaven. And what does it mean snow fell on him? It should be snow fell. So it says the Ben Yoyada, maybe it wasn't snowing everywhere else. It was Dafka snowing on him. And it was Dafka Min Hashemayim. It was Dafka from Shemayim, because the Torah, the Hashem wanted to be Mefarsim, the godless of Hillel. Right? That's why it's Dafka Alav Min Hashemayim, and it wasn't supposed to be snowing in Israel. Right? So that's the Ben Yoyada says. V'nirli b'siyata d'shmaya. Well, he goes back and asks another question first. How did Hillel put himself in such danger? Talmud Torah is not Docha, you know, Pikuach Nefesh. His life was in danger here. He was going to be frozen. Right? So how could he even put himself in that position? What's the answer that Ben Yoyada says? It must not have been that way when he went up on the roof. He didn't think it would be so cold that he would freeze, that it would be snowing. Because he went up just to hear, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. It wasn't so cold that it would snow. It wasn't regular snow that came from the cold. And that's why it says, Vayarad Alav Sheleg. I was very excited when I saw this, because I've always been wondering, Allah ve'min ha-shamayim, but he picks up on both of the details. V'lo machmas ha-kor, u'b'zei yitur as diktok acher, dimhaya ha-kor gadol, v'yorid shalik bateve, if it was natural, eich sikein atzmo hilel, olav ha-shalom, leishiv al-agag, v'ashalik yored olav, v'lisa gemar, the gemar says, that David HaMelech says, you know, I'll have to be moser nefesh, ha-mukhal moser atzmo, la-mus al-divir Torah, ein omer malacha b'shmo. So how did he do it? It must be that it wasn't like that. He didn't think it was going to be so cold. Ubazenicha de Baesha Nitzla ala ruba lohaya kargadol, falohaya yorate sheleg, ela achash and nitzla the hammock. Once he was sitting and learning, then he didn't notice what was going on. Because then he had such focus on the learning, he didn't realize it was snowing on him. Yorata sheleg bashkachavu liosa mayan omek vidivator lohirgish. Right? He didn't notice that they write in the biography of Rav Yashiv that when he used to rest, I think he had five generations under him, right? So when he used to rest, everybody had to be quiet because he's sleeping. He only rested very little. But when he was learning, you could do whatever you want. He wasn't going to lose focus. So sleeping, you have to make sure that you're quiet. But learning, you could do whatever you want in the house. He was not going to lose focus from what he was doing. So he didn't have to be as medactic as that's. He gets this. Gets that from here. Gets that from Hillel. Hillel had such focus. He gets it from Rava. From the Gemara in Rava, Daf Peches. Rava was sitting on his hands, and his hands were bleeding. And somebody comes over to him and says, "What are you doing? You're a nation that said Nasa V'Nishma, and you're still saying Nasa V'Nishma. What does Nasa V'Nishma have to do with that? We were so focused at Nasa V'Nishma, there was nothing else in the world." And that's why Rava did not realize and notice that he was sitting on his hands. Haimayim b'shmaitzav yasva etzbasi tutekare v'nismachach yasad dami mena. Right, he goes to that Gemara. V'acharkach miribu yasheleg. And once it started snowing, and it was so much, niskarer harbi, he became freezing. V'nisalaf, and he fainted. Shlohaya b'koach lakum lefrok me'alav asheleg. He didn't have enough strength to get up to take the snow off of him. V'lachen gam shmaya amar b'lashon safek shema yom unan. Right, Shmaya said, why is it so cloudy? Didn't Shmaya know it was a blizzard outside? Shmaya Nathalia, which we'll get to in a second. Didn't he know? What do you mean he would say, oh, why isn't it sunny? Wasn't he outside when he came to shul that day? And he saw, it must be that it wasn't total blizzard. It was Dafka on Hillel. It snowed on Hillel. Good. Good. We're proud Achar Chatzos. Okay, maybe they were learning Friday night. Anyway, so back to the story. So Heitzitzu Alehen, they looked up. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Kshalamu Rashachar, Amal Shmael, Avtayon, Avtayon Achi, B'chol Yom Abayis Be'ir, Vayom Afel, Shema Yom Amunanhu. Maybe it's cloudy. Heitzitzu Inam Barod, Mus Adam Baruba. They saw a form of a man in the window. Alu Umatsu Allah, Rome Shalosh Amos Sheleg. They found 3 amos of Sheleg on him. Right, an ama is somewhere between 1.5 and 2 feet. That's a lot of snow. Pirkuhu, virchitzuhu, visichuhu. They extricated him. They washed him and smeared him with oils. Voshivu, kenegad ha'madura. They put him next to the warm fire. Amru, ra'ui ze l'chal of the Shabbos. You know, it's good we found him and we were machal Shabbos for him. So this is the Gemara. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz discusses in a sicha in Maimer Lamates. What does the Gemara start off by saying? Hillel is going to be b'chay of the aniyim, and then others. The other two stories we didn't read about the Ashirim and then about the Rishayim. What do you mean b'chayev? Like we're going to be asked, why weren't you like Hillel? Because I'm not Hillel. But right? What does this story have to do with me? You know, I'm not Hillel. I'm someone else, and I don't have the kochos of Hillel, and I'm not going up on the roof in the snow, and I'm not going to have such focus. So what does the Gemara mean that Hillel is b'chay of the aniyim by this story? So says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Maamar Lamates, it must be that we're wrong. It must be that in each of us we have certain kochos and we are on the wavelength, so to speak, of Hillel. Hinei kala roi yishtomeim b'pnei mana hagasam shal gdoli ha'olam halalu m'chayeves as kol be'olam b'chol adoros. What is the hanaga of the Gdoli Ador have to do with me? Right? I'm not only going to be asked what Reb Zusha did. I'm not going to be asked what Reb Elimelech did. Right? I'm only going to be asked about Reb Zusha. I'm going to be asked about us. Adam. How? Afilu hapachlusha bechusim b'tfiyah nora kazu shahaylo lasok batora ad kedei shir his amtsus shalahem. So v'nireh, it must be that we have the koach. If it was something extra, and lefnim mishur esadin, avo lo kein adavar, ein haTorah mala gedola ba'alma elhi revias dam shel adam. Torah is our oxygen. Asher kol chayi hanetzach shelo tuliyim bo. All of our eternity is totally on this, and therefore this is expected of us to try to give everything we can, like Hillel did. As well. Okay, there's a lot more in that sicha. Feel free to look at it. But let's talk now a little bit about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself and how expansive it is, because Hillel, according to Hillel, it was pretty expansive. Says the Rambam Menuchas Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Kalish Mi Yisrael Chayev B'Talmud Torah, Bein Ani Bein Ashir, Bein Shalim B'Gufo, Bein Bal Yisurin, whether a person is rich or poor, healthy, Bein Bal Yisurin or not, Bein Bachor, Bein Shai Yizakin, young or old, Yizakin Gadol, Shetashash Kocho, even very old. Afilu Ani Amispardis Ben Atztaka, Umechazer Al Apsachim, Hillel. V'afilu Bal Isha Ubanim, Chayev Lekvol Uzman, Talmud Torah, Bayom Ubalayla. We have a chiyuv to set aside time for Torah, day and night. Shenemar v'agisa b'yom v'alayla, you have to toil in it day and night. Every day and night of our lives, we have to make sure to have some type of learning, some time of learning. Some of the greatest rabbanim of the time, some of the members of Chazal, were wood shoppers, were water schleppers, very backbreaking labor. Umayan Suman, and even some of them were blind. Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, V'yafal Pikein, Haya Oskin B'Talmud Torah. And even so, there was no exemption. There was no exemption. They had to learn Torah in these challenging situations. Bayom of Alayla, V'heim Mechlal Ma'atike Shmua, Ishbi Pi Ishbi Moshe Rabbeinu. And they are the ones that bring Torah Shebal Peh from generation to generation. They are the Ma'atike Shmua. Interesting Lashem. Ma'atike Shmua Ishbi Pi Ish. Right, these are the specific people who transmitted. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik noted that if you look in the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, he lists off the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way until Ravina and Ravashi. He goes through the whole all the generations, all the Treyasar, all the generations. But then he stops. He stops at Ravina and Ravashi. While if you look in the Meiri's Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, he quotes also, like the Rambam, from Moshe Rabbeinu, but he goes all the way till the Meiri. Right, he doesn't stop at Ravina and Ravashi. Right, he goes another 1,200 years. Right, so why did the Rambam stop? The Rambam's telling us the history. So go through all the Gaonim, go through everything. Well, until his time, and he didn't. So says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rambam's not telling us a history lesson. The Rambam's telling us a halachic principle called Ba'alei HaMesorah. The Rambam is telling us that there were certain people at a certain stage of history, maybe through the time, until the time that Torah was written down into the Mishnah and expanded on in the Gemara, that these were the Ba'alei HaMesorah. These were the ones that transmitted Torah Shebal Peh. That's this Lashon of the Rambam here. Ma'atike Shmua, Ishbi Moshe Rabbeinu. And there was a special status to those members of the Ba'alei HaMesorah. We mentioned in the past, Rav Chaim Ivalajan has a thought, I think, in the Ruach Chaim, where he talks about the Mishnah does in Sefer Kiyavos, if we forget something from our learning, we're Chayim Misa. That's pretty scary. Right? Call him a Shochet, Darim Echem Mishnaso. So Sefer Chaim Ivalajan, that only applied, that seriousness of that idea. We're supposed to try to remember everything, but if we forget, it's okay. But during the time that Torah was transmitted Baal Peh, then it was more serious. Because if we would forget something from the Mesorah, then it would be out. It would be done. If I don't remember something, okay, we still have a Gemara, we still have all the Mefarshim on the shelf. If I forget something, I forgot something. It doesn't affect Klal Yisrael. It affects me. But when it comes to the people who lived in the times of the Ba'alei HaMesorah, people who lived before the Ravina and Ravashi, so then it was more serious. So they were a certain league of Ba'alei HaMesorah. That's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. But that's what the Rambam was referring to here about Ma'atike HaShmua, Ishbi pi ishbi bo Moshe Rabbeinu. And emas achayv lo matara ad yomosa. Good, so we have to learn all the time. Elo dvarim she'en lam shir. Also the Mishnah, the beginning of Peah, which we say every morning. Peah, Bikurim, Rayon, Gemilas Chasadim, V'talmud Torah. Right, we have a chiyav all the time of learning. The question though, there are a number of chazals that seem to limit the mitzvah of Talmud Torah a little more, right? Remember the Gemara in Brachas Laman, hey, the Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, where Rabbi Yishmael says, look what we say in Shema, V'yasafta deganecha, right? We have to make a living, right? We have to support our families, right? So that's also a goal. Hanheg v'hem minag derech eretz, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says there's a balance in life. There's Talmud Torah, and then there's V'yasafta deganecha. While Rav Shimon Bar Yochai there says Chas v'shalom. What do you mean? Efshar Adam Chorish Bishas Harisha, Zoreya Bishas Zariya, Kote Bishas Ksira. Somebody does all the malachas when they're supposed to be done in the field. Dosh Bishas Disha, Zor Bishas Ruach, Vechulu, Torah Mateela. What's going to be with Torah? Ella Bizbanji, Yisrael Ozim Ritzon Hashem Makom, Malach Tanasa De'achirim. No, really, said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when we're following God's path in the proper way, then our malacha is going to be done by others. Other people are going to do the work for us. We're not going to have to make our own living. We're going to be supported. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that. Rabbi Shmuel does not say that. And how does the Gemara end off? Amar Abaya Harbi Azuk Rabbi Yishmael Va'olsa Biyadon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Va'olsa Biyadon. Many have succeeded in Rabbi Yishmael's path. And not in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's path. It sounds like you read that Gemara. We're supposed to follow Rabbi Yishmael, but that means there's a limit. That means we can be involved in other things and making a living. I mean, what happens to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah then? When we're involved in other things? Right, and there are other Gemaras, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara Menachas Alites, the Gemara Menachas Alites Mabez, where the Gemara says that even just saying the same Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Right? This is not our topic now, but how to put together the two Rav Shmuel Yochai, the one that we just read, that we have to learn every second of our life, and Rav Shmuel Yochai in Menachas Adites, where Rav Shmuel Yochai says, "Afilu lo kara adam el kriyash mashachris va'arvis kiyem lo yomish." We're Makayim, Moyama Sefer Torah Zemipicha, just by saying Kriyashma. Because Kriyashma is part of Torah. And the Gemara ends off with two fascinating lines. V'davar zeh, asur l'omer b'fnei amaris. Don't tell this to anybody. Because they're going to use this and rely on it. Rashi there says, Shalo yomer b'kriyashma sagi v'lo yargil banav l'talmud Torah. Person shouldn't know that. Or the opposite. Mitzvah l'omer b'fnei amaris. The mitzvah to say it. Why? Because he'll realize, wow, it's so easy to learn Torah, I'll learn even more. Rashi, there. Disavar mishum kriyashma notel schar gadol kazeh, ki oz tatzliach es derachecha, imaya ose kal hayom, kol shekein tzachar gadol, umargal es banav l'talmud Torah. Right, that he'll realize only a little bit gets great schar. But what do you see from there? That there's a more limited view. So how do we put it all together? So the Rishonim all pe'echad say that the more limited view is only b'shas hatzchak. It's not really the ideal if somebody doesn't have time, if somebody's very busy, if somebody is the language of the smag in Asei Yud Beis. B'shas dechukos shehaadam bebilbol ve'ein lo p'nai lomod somech. Then he can rely afilu lokara kriyash mashachres va'arvis. But otherwise, obviously, we have to learn all we can. So the question is l'maisa, if the chiyuv is pervasive and we have to learn all the time. So how do we conceptually look at the rest of our life? Because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we have other things we need to do in life. We have to make a living, and we have to eat, and we have to drink, and we have to spend time with our families, and we have to exercise, we have to do all these things, and these are all appropriate behaviors for an Oved Hashem. So the question is, what happens to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah during that time? That's the question. What happens conceptually? How are we supposed to look at our life? And we're supposed to. Hashem understands that we have other things to do, right? That Gemara and Shabbos pay test that we often like to mention, where Yitzchak Avinu is bargaining with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in the bargaining, Yitzchak says to Hashem, "Well, you can't fault them for when they're involved in their normal, human needs: eating, drinking, sleeping, bathroom, even davening, right? So you can't fault them for that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu understands. So how do we view those moments? So it seems like the Vilna Gaon has one idea and the other Achronim have another idea. The Gra in the beginning of Shnos Eliyahu in Meseches Peah has the beautiful discussion of why Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, why Torah overrides everything, because he describes that every second of Talmud Torah is another mitzvah, and if we learn a half an hour of Torah, then we get thousands and thousands of mitzvos, because every second of Talmud Torah is something that is defining and overriding. Kishalomi lamacho dafech and makayim kama meos mitzvos. Ubevada yosef tov lakayim mitzvah achas, mea mitzvos mi mitzvah achas. And then at the end he says, but, sometimes if you can't learn, like you have to go eat, that's also a mitzvah. And therefore you're allowed to do it. What does that sound like? It's also a mitzvah. It sounds like the only reason that one could be involved in other things is because those are also mitzvos. And we might call using the lashon of dechuya. Really, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is every second of my life. Every second of my life. But when I'm doing other things, it's a mitzvah also, so I'm docha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When I'm eating, drinking, sleeping, bathroom, shopping, all the things that we have to do, so then that's docha. Right? The message being from that Vilna Gaon is that everything we do in life has to be viewed as a mitzvah. Right? Like the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where he talks about kol kavanasecha yilashem shemayim, and b'chol derechecha da'ehu, right? Everything we do, that has to be our kavana, because, that's what the Gra says. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah never stops. And that could also explain why we don't make a new bracha on the mitzvah, on Birchas HaTorah, whatever we start learning again. But this is the understanding of the Gra. Rov Achronim assume otherwise. The Ar Sameach has a beautiful piece in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Stipler in Brachas in Simen Yud Aleph, and others, the Menchas Asher in the Sefer on Talmud Torah, all say, no. The Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is pervasive, but it's not that pervasive. The Chiyuv of Talmud Torah applies every free second of our life. Meaning, at times that we're doing other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we have to do, there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah then. What we might call chutra, not tehuya. Right? When we're eating, there's no mitzvah. That's not free time. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is every free moment of my life. I have to be honest with myself. I have to make sure that I have enough, I have a lot of free time to be able to learn. I can't, not be busy. Oh, I have no free time. So it depends on the person. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, said the Arsameach, is different than any other, most other mitzvahs. The mitzvah of lulav and shofar and matzah is the same for every single Jew. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not. Right? Different people have different kochos, different abilities to sit, different, brain cells, different everything. And so, if somebody has the ability to learn more, they have a chiv to learn more. And they have a chiv to learn every free. They have more free time, so to speak. And someone else who, can't handle it as much, so then he has a different level of Talmud Torah. But there's no shir because it applies to everyone differently. But that's how we look at our life. We look at our lives in a way that it's not that we're being doched the chiv, but the chiv dissipates. The chiv only applies when we have a mitzvah that we're not being involved in any other activity than we should be involved in. Rav Moshe even has a tshuva about this in one of the posthumous volumes in Aruch Chaim in Yoredeya, Chelek Dalet, Simin Lamed. What Simin is this? This is Simin Lamed Vav. It's a long piece where he talks about the two types of chiyuvin, the mitzvah to learn Torah and the mitzvah to know Torah. Learn and know. And he says there are these two aspects, and he goes through many different se'ifim here, and he talks about there too, that it depends on the person. Some people in the world have a chiyuv to know, kala Torah kula, and others have a chiyuv to be koveya itim. And maybe they're never going to get to the stage of learning Kala Torah Kula, but that's okay, because everybody has their own levels and their own expectations from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one should just different ideas about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and how we view our life. But Hillel understood it. Hillel didn't have much free time, right? Hillel had outside of learning Torah. He made sure, and he's b'chayev us, as Rechayim Shmulevitz says. He's b'chayev us, and he makes sure that we have to be as dedicated as we can to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.